It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy joins us on a Thursday morning. And you know what? I don't have Judy's intro up in front of me at all because I've been scrambling to, just in case we needed to fill time. But we don't need to fill time, so I'll do Judy's open at the end.
Okay.
And we'll say good morning to Dr. Werpin.
Good morning to you, and I'm feeling quite guilty hearing about the temperature, the snow, the ice, but I am glad that you have a heating pad on your stone. So,
yeah, I mean,
they have a backache, I guess that helps too, right?
How clever is that? It's really smart. So let's say, so hi, Miss, and don't feel
you.
Guilty.
And
it's not
the
season to feel
I've
guilty.
Been, hearing a week, you know, or more since the end of Thanksgiving, all sorts of people talking, you know, in my dog park where we tend to chit-chat in the morning, talking about the stress that they are anticipating now that social distancing seems, one hopes, to be something of the past, at least in the ways we practice it, you know, 2020. And people are anticipating the holidays, the Christmas holidays coming up, and talking about what happened during Thanksgiving. And I'm hearing these notes of not total joy in the coming of relatives and friends during the Christmas holidays. And I guess not somewhat surprising. People are beginning to realize that not every encounter with a friend or a relative is going to be a positive one. And one of the reasons that, in some respects, having tiny little gatherings during the pandemic was really a stress reliever because you didn't have to worry about preparing large meals. You didn't have to worry about relatives who really didn't get along with each other coming and sitting under your roof or staying with you and squabbling. I have a friend who told me that she had all her children come together for Thanksgiving, and she said, I couldn't believe it. She said, after about a day, there they are, fighting with each other, I mean verbally, like they were when they were children. She said, you know, some old animosities never die. And I started to do some research on it, and it turns out that even though we all, if you watch advertisements on television and what have you, all hope that the holidays, whatever religious affiliation or non, causes you to celebrate them, that all these holidays are going to be filled with joy and love and companionship and friendship and making of good memories. But according to national surveys, that's really not the case. You know, yeah, about two-thirds of people are looking forward to being with their families and friends over the holidays and resuming the kind of activities they used to do. But a third of people in the country, according to a survey that surveyed about 4,000 adults in the country over the past several months, said, no, they really are not looking forward to the holidays. No, they really don't want to encounter their family or their friends again the ways they did pre-pandemic. And yes, the holidays are causing them stress. It's causing them stress because suddenly they're having to spend a great deal of money on travel, on accommodations if they're not staying with a family or friends, on gifts, on entertaining. You know, suddenly it's not enough to invite people over for some cookies and an eggnog, but the open house, the large dinners, the sometimes even hiring people to help you if you're having a very large party, all those are contributing to, you know, a feeling of a demand on our people's financial resources that suddenly feels unfamiliar. Because, you know, after a year or more, we've sort of became used to not doing this. And now we have to sort of relearn. And in fact, I've had friends who said, you know, I go to a social situation the first time I've been to a reception or a party, I don't know how to make small talk anymore because I haven't had to do it. And so it's curious that this is a time when people are really looking into, do I really want to go back to the way things were socially, in terms of family get-togethers, family or friends get-together, or even volunteer activities that I used to engage in? Do I really want to go back to the way it was before the pandemic? And it's not just the holidays, but I think that this is a time when people are really reconsidering, how do I want to spend the next several years of my life? Do I want to go back to the stress of commuting every day to my office, to coming home from work and volunteering at a dozen activities that are going to take my time and take me out of the house in the evenings and on weekends? Do I really want to have a house full of you know, guests all the time? Do I really want to have every minute of my day occupied by doing something for somebody else or some other thing? And do I really want to spend a lot of time, you know, in chauffeuring my kids around to after-school activities? And, you know, I think it's a good time as we're approaching the end of this year to think about how do I really want to spend the next couple of years, and did the pandemic give me a chance to reconsider all this?
And what I am really hoping is that people do it from, and I hope this doesn't sound too twee, a place of joy and positivity rather than a place of misery. And I have to tell you that the more resources I find that people have, the more miserable they are. And I don't get it. That's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you know, you don't want to do something, don't do it. You
That's
want
right.
you want to give cookies and you don't really want to do a 96 course meal for, I don't know, to impress your friends. Don't.
Yes, and now people exactly right, Joy and Jill. And this is a time when people have to start thinking about this because it's not automatic. I mean, people you know would have open houses and invite all their neighbors. That's a gigantic amount of work. You know, we entertain now. Just one friend, two friends. We don't want a lot of people in our home at the same time. And it's so much nicer to have sort of an intimate surrounding. I don't really, you know, during Thanksgiving, people say, well, how many people are you coming over to your house for dinner? And we'd say, well, just the family. And it's like, why am I apologizing for just the family? But we have the expectation, the more the merrier, the more work, the more we would be, you know, commended for what we were doing. And I have to say that when I used to do a lot of weight loss counseling, I would see women, and they were always women, who would say, I have no time for myself. By the time I finish work and deal with my family obligations, then the church or the synagogue or the choral group or the library association or this book club or what have you expect me to participate in various levels. And I am exhausted. And what do? When I'm exhausted, I eat. And this is a time to say, no, I don't want to put on myself all these obligations I had before the pandemic. But, you know, you've got to do it now because pretty soon those obligations are going to creep up on you. And those expectations are going to feel routine. And if you don't make this your move now to say, as I approach 2022, I am really going to rethink how I want to spend my time, both in work time, family time, and my private time, it's going to be the same old before the pandemic began.
Yeah, and this is such an opportunity to reconstruct things the way that you want them. And again, I don't think that people of a certain generation, at least, have any idea how to do that. And I don't think that I don't know what's happened to their grandkids, and I don't know why, but it's like, hey, guys, why don't we look for a little bit of balance here? What do you like to do? Why is everything from the place of, oh, I don't want to? I mean, do you know what that does to people's brains, not to mention their nervous systems? I'm sorry,
yeah.
You do, but I'm...
No,
yes, I better get off my soapbox.
Right. But again, it's so easy. It's so easy to fall back into old patterns. I mean, that's one of the reasons why people regain weight after they lose weight because they don't take a good look at what they were doing before they went on a diet. Marshall, absolutely to the exception, and they don't realize that to keep their weight off, they have to maintain their new lifestyle. They can't revert back to their old, which feels much more comfortable, obviously, because they've been doing it for a long time. And one of the pressures on us that makes us overeat, makes us often overeat, is not enough time, not enough relaxation, not enough lack of stress, but just the opposite. And so we reach for, we throw a cookie into our mouth while trying to deal with the next thing that we have to do. And the funny thing was that the odd thing was that the pandemic gave you a chance to look back and say, oh, I can't see anybody. Well, maybe I'll read a book or listen to music or talk to my children, play with my dog, or do something that was just for me and them and not for the rest of the world outside. And I think we have to go back and do that. Otherwise, the stress is going to come right back, tumbling right on our heads again. And this is one hopes that 2022 is going to be an easier time if we make a wise decision at this point. But take some thinking.
Yep.
You can't just start on December 30th to start thinking about it.
No, that would be good.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, Judy has written a bunch of books. Amongst them, A Journey of a Duck Midwife, The Serotonin Power Diet, and also Before Her Voice Was Still, a book about a friend of hers who slowly slipped into ALS. And Those are her books, and of course you can find her here on Robin Hood Radio at robinhoodradio.com under our on-demand page, Food for Mood with Judy Wertman.